Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all of you out there. I'm in Jefferson City, Missouri, so this is my 7:30 a.m. morning. It could be any time, any day for you. No matter what, I'm grateful for this podcast and for a platform for a voice. I've got some shout-outs to start with. John Birdno, Sunday Punday. It'll be later on in the show, or maybe really quick in the show. Okay, I want to talk about debt care. It's Jim, C-H-O-U-I-N-A-R-D. Across, there's a property, I've said this before, across the street that has this gorgeous deck, and it made the house have a resale value that it didn't have prior to that deck. That's my opinion. No one told me that. You can get in touch, D-E-C-K-A-R-E. I bet you he has a website. It's Midwest Wood Restoration, Professional Exterior Wood Care, Residential Commercial. And I know for a fact he's a good guy, so I'm just going to say all that. I want to also talk about Inviticus. Mike Sneller, he told me more information in about 2 minutes than I could have possibly gleaned from the CDC booklet. Not putting that CDC booklet down in any way. This is a show about positivity, prevailing positivity. But all I can tell you is this human being told me more in 2 seconds than I would ever have absorbed from the booklet. Nothing right or wrong with that. It just, I ain't going to read that. I'm going to look at another reel. Okay, his phone number is Mike Sneller, 573-893-2110, Inviticus, and it's Medicare. Have you puzzled? Let us find the missing piece. Way good information. Okay. Also, shout out to the Gentises. Their grandparents, great-grandparents, Ashley and Joshua, great neighbors. It's not all I'm going to say. I'll just probably be saying it as long as they live there. I think we've began the whirlwind of holidays. I know October 31st isn't here yet, but it will be soon. But I think almost everybody trick-or-treated in Jeff City on Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. Maybe people will come around on Tuesday night. I'm going to leave my light off, but I'm pretty sure my neighbors will have their light on, and because they like the Halloween thing. And then next Thanksgiving, and then next Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season, but we kind of make it into cheer. All right, on to the show. Rick Frischman, I appreciate him. Happiness is an attitude. We either make ourselves miserable or happy and strong. The amount of work is the same. Mm-hmm. Happiness is an attitude. We either make ourselves miserable or happy and strong. The amount of work is the same. Francesca Riegler. Those were the two contributors. Catherine Ross Blair. Mind you, I go through Facebook and I get other people's posts. If it strikes a chord with me, I'm going to put it on the air. If I can't explain it or don't know how to resonate to it, I'm going to leave it right where it is in a post and just say, like, I think a hero is any person really intent on making the world a better place for all. Mm-hmm. That was Maya Angelou. Elizabeth Hemlin Guarno. Each morning, peace arrives at your door in the form of choices. Each morning, peace arrives at your door in the form of choices. Eva Gregory, visualize what you want. See it, hear it, feel it. Take inspired action. And don't take no for an answer. The dude, Jim, with Dick Care, gave me an estimate the last time he was around his property and mine. And it was an excellent estimate. Now I need to take some action. Okay, John Birdno, Sunday is fun day. No. Yes, Sunday is pun day also. Okay, this is John Birdno, a dad joke. I found a great place to order sausages online. I'll send you a link. Okay, John Birdno, Mike Birdno. Chinese takeout, $12, tip $3. Getting home and finding out they forgot a part of your order, you are riceless. I think I've already said that before. Need to carry on, move forward. Ashley R-O-H-R Robuck. Healing Health Insurance Solutions. Health Insurance Solutions. Okay. Health Insurance Solutions. Surround yourself with people who empower you, believe in you, support you, uplift you, motivate you, appreciate you. Okay, here's another Ashley Rohrbach, Bossley Networking. Don't let the entire staircase overwhelm you. Just focus on that first step. Don't let the entire staircase overwhelm you. Just focus on that first step. This one's from Eva Gregory. When you are parting bigger than yourself, you're contribution. Well, my handwriting. Your contribution becomes exponential. I like that. Rick Frischman. So many of our dreams at first seem impossible. Then they seem improbable. And then when we summon the will, they soon become inevitable. Okay, that was by Christopher Reeve. Or that was, I know he was a great influence. John Birdno, Sunday is Sunday. I'm reading a book called The History of Glue. I can't glue it down. Okay, John Birdno. Sunday is pun day. I'm reading a book called The History of Glue. I can't put it down. Ashley Rohrbach. Winners are not people who never fail, but people who never quit. I love that. Okay. This is Tamara Dorsey, Wednesday Wisdom. The real value of setting goals is not the recognition or reward. It's the person we become by finding the discipline, courage, and commitment to achieve them. I agree. Mary Beth Jansen, life is experienced most fully with the wisdom of an elder and the innocence of a child. Youth has no age. I'm a certain person of a certain age with a certain income. So I also want to say I really appreciate River City Habitat. Thank you for helping me. Okay. All right. Letty Grace Stiles. Personality can open doors, but only character can keep them open. That was a picture quote. And personally, some things are happening now in our lifetime. Personality can open doors, but only character can keep them open. So I guess we pray for more character. James Price, life is short, break the rules, forgive quickly, kiss slowly, love truly, laugh uncontrollably, and never regret anything that makes you smile. Rick Frischman, you are what you do, not what you say you'll do. That was Carl, J-U-N-G. Bird no dad jokes. People who hoard magazines have a lot of issues. Okay, that is really good. Great. Let me make sure I'm on the right page. Okay. Rick Frischman, surround yourself with people who make you happy, who help you when you are in need, people who genuinely care. They are the ones worth keeping in your life. Everyone else is just passing through. That was Karl Marx. John Birdnow, Sunday Punday. Rains on a horse race. That's a bridal shower. Sorry, that was a bit tacky. Okay, John Birdnow, dad jokes. I just realized that the word seven has even in it. That's odd. Okay. P.K. Odell. Rivers never go in reverse. So try to live like a river. Forget your past and focus on your future. Always be positive. Eva Gregory, success is not final. Failure is not final. It is the courage to continue that counts. Delania, Bolivia, the happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. All right, they're saying I got 90 seconds, so let me see. Rick Frischman, progress is impossible without change, and those who can't change their minds cannot change anything. And that was George Bernard Shaw. Wendy Bailey, when things are good, let them be good. Oh, I love that. Ashley Rohrbach, fame is a vapor, popularity, an accident. Riches take wings. Only one thing endures, and that is character. And I think everybody has been saying this lately. 573-230-6318. Rick Frischman, in prosperity, our friends know us. In adversity, we know our friends. If that ain't the truth, I don't know what is. John Churton Collins, John Birdnow. Okay, this is kind of a Spock visual. Someone stole all the lamps from my room. Are you mad? No, I am delighted. Okay. Sunday is fun day, John Birdnow. My neighbor is complaining about his chickens arguing. It's not the noise that bothers him. It's all the foul language. Tamara Dotris, you attract people by the qualities you display. You keep them by the qualities you possess. Sunday Punday, John Berno. Why did the Scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. Okay. That was good. That was good. I don't know if that's as good as it gets, but that was a good way to end. I still got more content, but next Sunday. I thank you all. I am grateful. And I am... I'll connect again on Sunday, the next Sunday. I don't know if it's November 4th. Might be. But I think in our town it's, what's it called? When you change the time? Daylight savings time, duh. I've only lived with it, those words for approximately 69 years. All right. Bye-bye for now. Bye.